All right, Robert. You were hating on that song before. Shout out to Hoo Ha, Mikey Mendoza. He just had a son recently. A lot of people are having children. I don't know why people are breeding. I don't get it. But that's a great song. If people haven't listened to it before, it's called Khaki. It is by the artist Woo Ha, just like your sister's Woo Ha. Not your sister, Robert. I'm just saying in general, people. Like Kujin, the guy on Instagram, he always talks about people's sisters. So I'm going to talk about people's sister, just not.
It makes me want to grab my own hoo ha.
You know what? I think that is the hoo ha he had in mind. To be honest, who knows? You're going to have to ask him. I don't think. As I told you before, I tried to book him on the show. Hopefully, if he ever sees this episode, he'll know that I've always wanted to book you, Mikey. We got to get you as a guest on this pod. Actually, we got to take a break from that. We used to have a lot of guests on the show, and it was very successful. But you know, Robert, we're going to get our footing first. We're going to get all the things because we're an independent team right now. very indie budget. Then we'll incorporate guests into the show again, and it'll be great. Great. It's always a good part of the show. Maybe a call-in section live where we have the comments and everything. So, but. Look and watch. It's Keep Up with Stovin Sane.
And me, Robert Mercado World. How'd you doing?
How you doing? That was a very delayed intro, but it's okay. Fuck it. People heard the theme song. They know we're here. Let's get on to... Actually, first, Robert, mental health check. How you doing? I didn't see Wendy Williams. I'm a mess, or this is a mess yet, but... Hopefully you're not a mess.
No, I'm not a mess. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying doing this podcast. It's keeping my energies up. I got my sketch show that I'm doing rehearsals for. So, yeah, you know, staying
Robert,
positive.
I know that you were trying to make it look like you're talking to me. You look so weird. It's okay. Broke the fourth wall. Sorry. We're like doing She-Hulk right now.
What do you mean? You're like right next to me.
I was listening. It was just so distracting because you're looking. It looks like you're talking like an imaginary person.
You are imaginary.
You know what? That's a good point. Keep going.
He doesn't care how I'm doing, y'all.
I do. I'm sorry, Robert. Tell me about you. Yo, don't call no hotline on me. Come on. Tell me
how you're doing. That's why I only depend on Cher because, you know, I was going for something here and, you know.
Let's hear it. Throw that alley back up.
I'm doing well and I appreciate you asking. You know, people just sometimes keep it simple. Maybe sometimes they don't really want to know. So just keep it simple. That's what you do, y'all. Just, you know, let them know you're doing good. Yes. Thank you. And how about you, sir? How are you? Very good.
Thank you, Robert. I'm doing all right. My mental health is always great when vacation is coming up. I will be in Mexico. I don't have a laptop. Sorry, broke bitch problem at the moment. But I might have access to one, so we'll see. Maybe I'll do a little, like from the beach, from the playa. And so that really does get my spirits up. Sometimes, do you have this, Robert? Like when you come back from vacation, do you feel a little deflated? Like, I know you're supposed to feel relaxed, which I do, but sometimes I'm a little stressed out and I go, damn, back to the grind. Like, it stresses me out at the same time.
No, I'm very much a person who, like, really tries to live in the present, and I just roll with life a lot. I feel like I don't get down by things like that. I get, like, high on it, and then I just use that, great experience as like a great way to like keep that momentum going into my everyday life. So if I had a great vacation, then my mood should be really uplifted. I can take that energy with me to work or whatever, you know.
Nice. So you're somebody who gets high off oxygen. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
High on life. I never really got that expression, but it's a cool cliche. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good one. And I'm glad that you're doing all right, Robert. That's important for this show. So let's get on to the first segment. What the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening, mi gente? With que pasa? What is going on with Vice President Kamala Harris, Mrs. Veep?
The Veep. Well, Miss Kamala Harris, we're going to read this from the New York Post. They say Kamala Harris unknowingly claps, nods along to song protesting her during visit to Puerto Rico. So she comes out and for banging on, talking about pretty much Kamala Harris, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, you know.
What are they protesting her for?
Well, it seems like in part, like with the war crimes, like I see it's mentioned Long Live Free Palestine and Haiti too. And
for Gaza, Haiti. And also
talking about, she's a colonizer. So what's this colonizer doing here? Because a lot of people in Puerto Rico feel like left behind with everything going on, like that they're not getting any attention with like some of the issues they have with like food and medical and all these other things that we're still recovering on the island from all the hurricanes and nobody's doing anything about the people who are just buying up land and taking the people off their land and keeping them off their own beaches, you know, so a lot of stuff happening. And she just was like, hey,
right.
She's going like this and the translator's like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, she puts her hands down.
She didn't learn any Spanish when she was blocking people up. I see.
No.
Don't know.
No hablo English. No hablo nothing.
That is crazy. On that topic, I have an existential question. Would you like Puerto Rico to be a state, or would you like it to be an independent country, not part of the U.S. anymore?
That's really tough. I don't know. I think I really have to leave that for people who are on the island. I don't feel like it's fair for me, who's living here in the United States, to really make that call. I would really leave that to my people on the island as a total to make it that call. I think statehood would be a double-edged sword from what I get from the consensus for most people, where it's like, you know, as of right now, we don't get to vote for who the president is from the island, you know, but we still have been historically used to serve in wars and stuff like, you know, so it's just like you get some things, you don't get others. But, you know, when Maria happened, they had to remove like embargoes and shit so that people could help us out on the island, you know, so it's like, why are things like this still in place, like all these years later, you know? So I don't know. It would be like the America would have to figure out how to compensate the people to get them to a place where they could actually exist on their own without any like hands out from the US, you know? Because I feel like the United States has put us in a place where it's like you kind of need the US to function, you know? It's like created a big welfare state in some respects, you know? So that'd have to be taken care of.
Yeah, we haven't thrown a bounty set of towels at you guys in a long time. And because I look Puerto Rican, that's why I'm gonna have an opinion on this. Not joking, but I am gonna have an opinion on this. Even though I have no justification, I have no other than just being American. Still doesn't give me the right. You're right. I agree with you. I don't think that like you have to, of course, like that's why I asked you. I did want your answer. You gave a beautiful answer. You were neutral. You were Swedish in your answer. But I get it. I understand why you did that. And so with me with Puerto Rico, I think you guys would be better off as a state, especially what I said when Trump was throwing paper towels at you guys. I think you guys are better off with the Jones Act, what you were saying, the embargo. That's very true. We have to send American ships over to you guys for supplies, and you guys get taxed for that, like triple at least. And it's a big reason why the island is poor. And even Hawaii wants to secede from us. Like, especially what went down with the fires last time. Like, you're right. We don't give proper resources. You guys don't. Well, sorry, your country of origin, not country. You're part of this. I'm just saying, like, Puerto Rico, your origins. Yeah, you're right. You're not getting the fair end of the stick. What, your family, your ancestors. And yeah, that's just my opinion. I think you guys would be better off. I think we're like Martians to you guys. I think we're like colonial England. And I think you guys would thrive a lot more by yourselves. Not by yourselves, like obviously still be an American ally. But I think we just hold you back. But there's, you're right. And it gets like voted on all the time. And people have very, very cheap, different views on it. And so I just wanted to know. I was just curious. No right or wrong answer, especially. We're not from there. Gotcha. Okay, so Kamala, she's not from there, and she fucked up. And, yeah, she needs to pay attention more, especially what's going on in Haiti. We meddle with that. That movie, it always reminds me of that Bruce Willis movie, Jackal. When I saw that movie, it, like, blew my mind, because I was just like, damn, we literally never mind our business. We're literally always trying to be kingmaker. We're always trying to like put somebody in power and make like a power vacuum, and we wonder why people are trying to immigrate to this country illegally, because it's literally, and I don't mean to make people like roaches, but it's literally like if you put like an exterminator in the house with roaches, but these people are not roaches, but I'm just saying, like, if you disturb their home, whatever, the hive, you disturb their home and you expect them not to wild out, you're like, let me remove your leader. Let me assassinate your leader. Let me like, you know, make chaos where like gangs are like the most like prevalent in the area, like what's going on in Haiti, which they're not, technically not gangs. These are just like groups that are just trying to uprise in the battle. The U.S. is always just getting some shit. So I think, and it's crazy. You ever see that show Homeland?
I'm familiar with it, but I know about the economic men that go over there to countries and say, let's make you a deal, Nicaragua, you can't refuse. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It gave me my Holiday Inn degree with diplomacy. I realized at the end of it, it was like The Wire, like it's just never ending. And on top of that, I used to be like, U.S. should not be involved like with any of that kind of stuff, terrorism. But I noticed that, like, it's kind of necessary, because there's some countries that depend on our defense. They have, like, bartering deals with us. They have, like, bilateral, like, agreements and stuff like that. NATO is one of them. So it technically forces our hand. Sometimes, like, it's just like, no, we have to have – we occupy 180 countries out of, like, 200. And I used to think that it was unnecessary. Because, like, being police of the world, like, that is annoying. Like, imagine having China's, like, army over here just chilling. But that doesn't happen. But being one of the superpowers that we are, it is kind of necessary, unfortunately. It's annoying for other countries. I get it. But, like, we kind of have to run that kind of surveillance, how dirty this country does with, like, the CIA and all that kind of stuff. So Homeland kind of taught me all that. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, what's her name? Claire Danes. You're the shit. You're the best bipolar character I've ever seen.
Needs us to be the policemen.
I used to think that we shouldn't have been, but like I said, man, when we're not involved with shit, when we're not in the know, I know it's nosy as fuck, but when we're not, people literally are plotting to take our spot. They're literally, they want to hurt us. And I never really thought that, but there really are. And we'll, on the next episode, we'll discuss what happened with Russia. And that's crazy too. That's like insane. So let's move on to some lighter stuff then. Let's move on to some fucking music. You ready, Robert?
Music? I'm ready.
He's ready.
I got my Cher shirt and necklace created by my niece's fashionista line, Amelia.
Amelia. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Amelia, I love
and
you.
And so is Cher's fishnet stockings. It's crazy. I put the cursor near her crotch, and it pretty much, I almost got like a sexual harassment suit with that one.
She almost slapped you out of
it. She almost did with her 80-year-old vagina. Hell yeah. Love her.
Hey, that's a great 80-year-old
vagina. I'm going to warp speed out of that. What the fuck did I hear? And so, Robert, what the fuck did you hear this week? What's going on the Miro board? What's going on with this episode with music news? J-Lo has made it back to our music segment.
Oh, should we touch that first? Well, let me just...
I'm just saying, you can do whatever order you want. I just noticed that J-Lo is flooding this mirror board.
You know what? I'll get this one out the way first, then we'll touch on my girl J-Lo.
Okay.
So, there is some talk about how Ice Spice, Kanye put out a controversial tweet, I believe, where he talked about how, you know, since Nicki Minaj did not clear the verse on New Body, that he sent the track out to Ice Spice and Doja. And Doja didn't go with it, it seems like. But Ice Spice did, but she has yet clear verse is what I'm hearing. So, you know, what I was watching on YouTube and what people are talking about is it what looks like
it's going to be on Vultures too.
Right. Or at least just like a remix of a single, you know, to have it out there. And it's like people are questioning Ice Spice's integrity or her people's integrity. Like, you know, not only did Nicki Minaj put you on in a big way, but Taylor Swift did too. And working with Kanye, and Taylor's supposed to be your bestie, and she put you on the track and helped put you on the map, then what are you doing, Ice Spice? You know, are you really going to be... Are you a girl's girl if you do that? You know, if there's such a thing? So I think she's not going to end up being on the song. Even though it's a big move for her career, I think she ultimately will pass on being on the song. I think Nicki Minaj will keep that pink pump on her neck and be like, not girl, or we through. We through. So,
which I don't think is a big deal. I would rather get canceled by Nicki Minaj than Kanye West, to be honest. Kanye West is a much bigger act than Nicki Minaj. And it's easy for Nicki Minaj to say because she has a hit with Kanye already with Monster. So, like, that's easy enough to, like, try to... Why would she... I would never ask another artist to do that. I don't think Taylor Swift would do that either. I don't think Taylor Swift would be like, well, I'm not talking to Kanye, so you can't talk to Kanye either.
But don't forget, I think Ice Spice is technically signed through some thing that has to do with Nicki Minaj or something. At least I remember hearing that.
She's independent.
I remember hearing that. At least that's what I thought. I thought I remembered something like that... Nicki Minaj has something to do with her.
Whatever. Like, but this is the conversation. This is where I am with Nicki. That's exactly what she does all the time. Like, who does she think she is that she needs to control? Like, maybe does that in the shadows or something like that. But he definitely doesn't come public and say, like, how dare you? Why would you work with this person? Why would you work with that person? Like, and especially a rap. Like, that's usually where it happens, where, like, you get to, like, you have to pick sides. Like, what? That's coming out of Ice Spice's pocket. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, there's so many people that Ice Spice can collaborate, and Nicki Minaj is not her agent. She's not her mama. Get off her dick. Get off her pumpkin spice-ness.
If you're my friend and you're working with someone who I had a falling out with, I might look at you a little side eye, but
hey. Yeah, if we were in high school, like, these people are getting, this is money, like, because you're being petty, like, that's not adult thing to do in business. That's not a business thing to do. Fuck her feelings. But I'm gonna love your concert, though. I'm still gonna throw my panties at you, Nicki. Don't you worry.
I ain't mad, Nicki. Do what you gotta do. She might not even be worried or bothered about any of it. Who knows? So
maybe
long live.
Well, she hasn't put it on Twitter yet, so that's how we know. All right. We got, what else we got? What else we got, Robert, on the music news?
All right. And then this one is kind of breaking the internet right now. My girl, Selena Gomez, she is breaking the internet with a picture she just released where she looks very voluptuous and, it's putting everybody in a frenzy. I saw iCarly meme going out where it's like you see iCarly open the door and it's like boom, hit with light, and it's like they feel like that's all they're seeing on their Twitter algorithm is Selena's boobs.
A bunch of girlfriends. Cool. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But that's what, you know, some people's algorithm is being congested with Selena Gomez's new voluptuous figure. I think she looks fantastic. I think she looks great. I think she's always been a beautiful woman. And so I think she's just transforming into an even more beautiful phase. So, hey, you know, go for it. It's hard to be in the limelight and share yourself, especially, you know, people are going to comment, but she should be proud that she looks good. And even if she would look, quote, not good, it still takes a great courage to, like, still share that, like, and be like, hey, this is me. You know, taking a selfie sometimes could be an act of courage.
Oh, I hate selfies. I take them now because I'm so, I haven't had a girlfriend in a long time. So that I don't have that many people take pictures of me. I used to be so against them. I think it's me. It's not like it's the worst thing in the world. It's definitely not. It's just me. I don't really like them. And I think women take them way too much. Sometimes I see slideshows and they're just like, mirror selfies, okay. Slide. Bathroom selfie, slide. And I'm just like, enough. It's kind of like the dog face fucking filter that just used to fucking kill me.
Oh, the dog face. But, you know, I have to be against, like, selfies for even myself. And then I think the way I look at it now, I feel like a lot of people are really, like, time with the internet, right? And everything's online. You know, yeah. Everyone's kind of more aware of time. And we kind of know this even more so that we're aging. And it's like, you're taking track of like, hey, a moment when I felt great, wrinkle-free, beautiful, my skin was tight, my teeth were tough, you know, my butt was thin, everything. And then, you know, because you're more aware that in 10 years, those selfies are going to be a little bit, you're going to need more filters on and all that, you know. So it's just a little time capsule for yourself.
Shout out to Benny Blanco because his new girl, Selena, well, they're not that new. She said she's been with him for a few months before she revealed their status, their Facebook status. Because, yeah, man, she's my type, man. She is voluptuous. I love her. Murder in the Building. Speaking of bodies, she was great in Bodies. Was that her? Yeah, that was her. And freaking, what's his name? Pete Davidson. I've been always a huge fan of her. And I think she's a huge upgrade. Sorry, I'm not trying to pit women against women. But Hailey Baldwin is nothing compared to Selena Gomez. Like, Justin Bieber, yeah, she's cute, but, like, she's, like, like, Selena Gomez is primo. And, no, I never found her music to be that good, to be honest. Her music's whack, but her acting, oh, same thing with J-Lo. She's another J-Lo. I don't think Selena's a good singer either.
You know, Selena Gomez was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and she was like, oh, you know, I think I'm that great of a singer. And Kelly told her, stop right there, you know. You should know that a singer is not just about high notes and all this. It's also about the way you make people feel when you are singing. And he was like, I listen to your songs and they definitely put me in the mood and all this. And, you know, she was giving encouragement to Selena. And I think there is that in people who sing and, you know, even actors. People are like, yeah, not the best actor over there. But it's really what people want to see when they see you acting or they see you on screen. They want to maybe see a little bit of themselves or something that entertains them, something they feel a little piece of them is out there and exists.
It's definitely,
you know,
her looks. It's definitely her looks. If she was ugly, she would not get any time in music. Nobody would ever want to hear her, ever. Same thing with J-Lo. If she were on mute, everybody would be fine, too. I don't think people would, like, really miss anything.
I think that's, you know, in Hollywood, you got to be the full package. You got to be looks.
But usually starts with looks, Nikki was right about that. That people, it starts with a gimmick or looks with the music industry now. It's not like, and what's his name? Neo touched on it too recently. He said, like, it used to be like people that, like you said, well-rounded, like the full package. Like people would work on the piano skills, their dancing skills, their music writing skills. Now, like, you can go make this, like, just like this podcast, you can make it in your apartment or your basement, and you can put it out in the world. You can distribute it on your own independently. And if it's a hit, like Soulja Boy did back in the day, like, you know, just put it on MySpace or what's his name, on Tumblr, Frank Ocean. So now you don't even have to, like, go through the majors. You don't have to go through an A&R. You don't have to go through a producer or anything like that. And so there is no gatekeeper, which kind of is a good and a bad thing, but I agree with her. The quality has gone down a little bit with music because of that, because it's a little bit too accessible at the moment.
I hear that. But by all means, people still create and still do what you gotta do. I think Gomez, she had a big machine behind her, of course, because she's from the Disney machine. And, you know, she's not without talent. Like I said, she was a young actor now she's a grown-up actor, and she does a great job. And, you know, kudos to her. I love Selena Gomez. Got to work with you one day, Selena. Love you.
Same.
Yeah, we got one more story here on music, and it's about this one was recommended to me by my mom. She was like, you know, I think you should talk about this. Yes, Mama Luz, shout out to you. So Jennifer Lopez, her documentary, This Is Me Now, came out. The Greatest Love Story Never Told was a documentary. And she shared a moment where she's like behind the scenes and she's fixing her hair. And she's like, this reminds me of when I was in the Bronx running around the streets as a crazy little girl, you know, not giving a fuck and just, you know, wilding out pretty much or whatever. And the internet has been trying to read my Titi the Filth, talking about, oh, she goes too hard trying to claim her Bronx status and her New York vibe when she's never been that girl pretty much. And, you know, I think it's stupid. She's from New York. She's from the Bronx. Like, where else? She's not going to, like, she can't say she's from someplace else because that's where she's from. Like, just leave her fuck alone. But one of the things, I just wanted to read some of the comments going on out there. And because we're keeping it positive because it's my TV, so you know I got to keep it positive. Someone said, it must be hard admitting. This is Chris on Twitter. It must be hard admitting that Jennifer Lopez, the woman you hate, the reason Google Image exists. you can find a picture of your fave online right now. Okay, J-Lo, so have several seats. No further questions at this time. I gave you enough of my time. No mas. So people are coming to her defense, like, because they're trying to read her the filth. They're like, there's someone who had a viral TikTok video saying J-Lo needs to stop acting like this is how we are in the Bronx and all this. And then it turned out
the one with sandwich with cheese.
Yeah, and the orange drink. If you know, you know. You know? That's what she said. That's fine.
I'm with the TikToker, but I'll let you finish though.
And then you know, this other person, this is Geo .. Now said, the booked and busy legend that is Jennifer Lopez. This app loves to discredit her longevity and impact, but she ain't going nowhere as hard as y'all try. And that's all I'll say about J-Lo. And even Cher on her farewell tour, she said, this is back in 2000 when she was doing it. She said, and you know, to J-Lo and Britney and Beyonce, I just say, follow that, you bitches, you know? So, but hey, at least, you know, even Cher knew J-Lo, who the hell J-Lo was back in 2000. And she hasn't gone anywhere. She hasn't gone. J-Lo is still someone who, like I said on the other show, she had a number one film on Apple, I mean, on Prime. She had the number one album selling on Billboard. So she still puts the asses in the seats. The tour is doing great. So fuck it. Be J-Lo. Let people get mad. Let them seethe. She's still my titi. I love her. She's still Jenny from the block. She used to have a little. Now she got a lot.
Okay, no, I'm ready now. I'm ready, Robert. You, this whole trunket that you got going with fucking J-Lo, my guy. You need to, like, jump on her.
You know, that's my...
J-Lo, you lean too hard on the Bronx shit. You have lived in L.A. way longer than you have with the Bronx. The TikToker made sense because she said, turkey with cheese. First of all, what kind of turkey? If you're from New York, if you're not saying Boar's Head, if you're not saying Thumans, you're not saying something like that, what kind of cheese? Orange drink. What? If you know, you know. We don't know what she's talking about. What orange drink is she talking about? Please. I know. What is the orange drink? What is the brand? It says orange drink. What are we in the Dave Chappelle stand up? What is it called? Ice
cream soda.
Yeah, orange soda, Fanta. Why can't what is she?
Not Fanta.
Was she afraid?
Fanta, no, Sun-Kiss. You know, Sun-Kiss.
Yes.
You know, Sun-Kiss.
That's not right. Why would I know? I'm from New York.
If you know.
No, she doesn't know. That's the point. She doesn't know. She
all right, she may be a little far removed from that, but they asked her about something that she's far removed from.
Well, then it's not her now. It's her like, now. Like, it's L.A. She
was listening to Tupac when she was in college, but he wasn't out when she was in college. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, you got to appeal to your
and
folks.
Of course she's still around. She is super talented, and she's also an A-lister. Like, people are going to be enamored by her for life. Like, it's not – she has her own – wax statue and Madame Tussauds. So that's never the case. Oh. Nobody says that she also had that residency. She's everywhere. She has great visibility. So that is always going to help. That is always going to help your album sales. But when it comes to the Bronx thing, she needs to tone that down. Like, dude, we're okay. Great. You're from the Bronx. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I need my New York.
We care about a dope movie that she's going to make. That's all I care. When I see her coming out with albums.
Well, people ask her these stupid questions, so they get in the answers they're getting, and Twitter wants to read her.
She set herself up. Like,
they asked her the question.
We're talking about the documentary that everybody's parodying.
Oh, with that?
Yeah, because... always trying to prove how Bronx she is, and that is funny. That is funny. Like, people don't usually do that. Like,
listen, if that's where her memory goes, that's where her memory goes. That's how when she felt like she was a little girl running around and being a little loca, and that's what comes to mind. That's what she shared.
And people from the Bronx don't have to share that with her. They do not have to identify with her as a Bronxite.
But you know what, though? It's very powerful. Like, for me, hearing the Bronx, and I'm not from the Bronx, but let's say she was saying Brooklyn, it reminds people like me that's a Latino who may not have the same opportunities as my white counterparts, that I can come from this place and I could be possibly where J-Lo is. You know, so it's very powerful when she calls back to the Bronx, or she calls back to being Puerto Rican, or she calls back to being a New Yorker, because there's a lot of people looking at her who would love to be in her shoes or love to have half the success she has. So it's powerful for me. It moves me to be like, yo, she's throwing out the Bronx. Fuck the haters, because at the end of the day, somebody who was about to give up, who feels like I never get my audition, I never fucking win. But you know what? J-Lo can do it, and they get a little more hope. I do. I'm inspired by her. So
it doesn't mean you should be inspired by her, but it's also doesn't mean that like she's not a little full of herself when it comes to those type of
who
things.
Who would it be? She's worth like $500 million. She has to have a little kind of ego.
Yes, and that's why people parody her. That's okay. That's what the funny thing about her. Like, when you're that dope, people make fun of you. So,
let it be.
I guess so. So, disagree to disagree. No, I'm joking. There's nothing to disagree on.
Broken like me.
Let's move on to the watch section, TV and film section of the show. What the fuck did I watch? Beetlejuice, the teaser trailer from Tim Burton, is out now. It's called Beetlejuice. I believe it comes out in June. It stars Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, and the newly my homegirl Jenna Ortega. She is the daughter of Lydia in the movie. No more Alec Baldwin, no more Gina Davis. They have moved on. I don't know what the plot is. They've been tight-lipped about the plot. We just know that, you know, who the mother is. Even when Robert and I were looking at the trailer, we were trying to guess who the death was. There was a funeral, of course, Tim Burton. There's never not a funeral in a Tim Burton movie, always like very morbid. But we think that it's her dad because, again, yeah, Winona Ryder, she usually kills off a husband in one of her films. Shout out to my homeboy, Sean. What was it? Was Sean Astin, the guy that played in Stranger Things?
Oh, there you go. Lord of the Rings.
Right, no, well, yeah, Lord of the Rings, 51st Dates. Yeah, man, she has a history of being a praying mantis. No, I'm joking. I only have like a limited sample on that. Robert, what did you feel about the very minimal but really dope, well-produced trailer for Beetlejuice?
I thought it looked like a lot of fun. You know, I got really excited seeing Winona Ryder embracing that look again with the bangs, the Alyssa Milano bangs from Charmed for a Little Time. If you know, you know. Right. But that vibe, it was cool seeing her take on that character again. It was like, aw. And I think, you know, for some of us, like, I watched Stranger Things in the first two seasons, but then I stopped. And, you know, it definitely reminded me why I loved Winona Ryder, like, why I always, like, anytime she was in something, I would be interested. So again, this is exactly that. And even if Jenna Ortega wasn't in it, it'd be something that would, with just Winona Ryder, and I'd be like, oh, this seems fun. Like, I'd want to dive into it. But that being said, with Jenna Ortega being in it, I do want to know more about it. So I'm excited. I'm excited. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like dark humor. We'll see some shrunken heads and all that good stuff. So I'm ready. What about you?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm a big Danny Elfman fan. I'm a big Tim Burton fan. So I'm always going to see his films. My favorite Tim Burton movie of all time is Big Fish. Beetlejuice. Yeah, no, it looks amazing. The first Beetlejuice was so good. I'm a big Catherine O'Hara fan. David, I love fucking Schitt's Creek. Such a great show. She's always been great, even since like Home Alone. I don't think I know everybody away that's for a sequel, to be honest. I know when people go like this, nobody asked for this when they talk about sequels. There's always a patch of like fan boys out there that like go crazy. I don't think we really needed this. Like, for instance, I saw Coming to America Part 2, and it wasn't the worst movie I ever saw, but I was just like, Matrix Part 4, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we'd be dragging it. So I could see that happening, but Tim Burton, he usually puts in really good effort. There's very minimal movies where he haven't really shown up. Dumbo, so-so. Other than that, no, that's all I can really think of, that he's like not done a decent job. But Beetlejuice, I think that's a catchy title too. I like the fact that they didn't.
That's, you know, smart. So that leaves space for the third one. Beetlejuice. You know, that's smart.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael Keaton. He looked great back in the makeup and the full garb. He's always fun to see on screen. I love seeing him in Flash. He was a lot of fun there.
I know. He said, like, what was I doing there? No, there was another movie where he was, like, confused why he had cameo in it. Was it Flash? I think it was Flash.
I don't know. I know he was in The Flash, and he was reprising his role as Bruce Wayne, and that was fun.
Oh, it was another movie. But, yes. What did you think of that? That was okay, that movie. They, like, had
the Flash. I enjoyed The Flash.
Cool. So I saw also, before we move on to this really weird story, I saw George Clooney's new movie. He's directed a few films, Brother, How Art Thou? And this is his new one, Boys in the Boat. It is about the 1930s rowboat team, and they went into the Berlin Olympics. Joel Edgerton is the coach. I don't know all the cast members of this, so let's type that in real quick. There are a lot of newcomers. So we got Callum Turner. We have Jack Melhern. We got Haley Robinson, Luke Slattery, Courtney. She's from Cobra Kai, the mother from Cobra Kai. She was cool. She's kind of cute, too. And my neighbor and my sister, they complain about this all the time. And they have a point. I say this person's hot, like, when I'm watching TV, an awful lot. Like, you can, like, do a drinking game based on, like, me going, oh, wow, she's so hot. And to be honest, even, like, if there's a good-looking dude, I'll be like, that's a hottie, or, like, that's a good-looking person or something like that. Like, I'm just, like, very vain. Like, I just really like good-looking people. I love J-Lo. I love Selena Gomez's look.
You love me.
I think Nicki Minaj is still a very dope-looking woman. And to be honest, those are the women that I go after the most are the dope looking people, and they're the most pain in the ass, but I love it. I love toxic women. Keep coming back. So Boys in the Boat, they try to go win gold. It's a young team. It's a college team. Usually they send the varsity team, and Joel Edgerton, he's the coach. He convinces the board to bring the JV team, and they try to basically, like a cliche sports movie, try to do the impossible. You think it's something you would watch? Are you a big George Clooney director fan? Or are you more a fan of him behind
the camera? I also last saw George Clooney, so happens to be in The Flash. So
that's right. He had nipple Batman. Joel Schumacher.
Nipple Batman. So I like George Clooney. I'm always, you know, I never got to see his last film with Julia Roberts. So that's something I still need to catch up with.
This is true. I did hear that. I didn't see it either. You know,
reminded me of it. I'm gonna have to watch that one. I probably would watch that one first before this one, to be honest. But it did. I saw the trailer, like, and you know, it didn't like necessarily call out to me, but it was something that I was like, okay, I would probably watch it at least. So George Clooney, he's been around the business forever. He's not putting his name on crap. I don't think he's very select.
True. And it was, you could tell it was him. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've seen a lot of his movies already. So, he has they all do. Directors have their own certain style. They like to kind of put their stamp, even when it comes to coloring of a movie. They like, you know, to make it like that atmosphere. It was really good. I liked it. It was supposed to be an Oscar contender, not like the best picture, maybe. I don't know, like in some way, but none of it got nominated. And because, like I said, like it's nothing that wasn't done before. It could have just like went straight to Disney Plus, to be honest. I don't even think it was a Disney movie. It was like an MGM production, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So was it Ticket to Paradise? Yeah, I didn't see that either. That's the Julia Roberts. And shout out to Pretty Woman. I think it is the 34th anniversary of the film or something like that, around 30 plus. I love Richard Gere. Love Julia Roberts. Wonderful actor.
No sex work shaming.
That's true. No. Oh, man. So, Robert, he hasn't listened to too many of the old episodes. Shame on him. No, I'm joking. And I have admitted, just like you admitted that you're not joking. I admitted that there was a long time where I don't, you know, it's so funny. I don't think I really shame sex work. I used to shame stripping, though.
I was cool with sex work,
but not cool with stripping. And now we have Eve, we have Cardi B. You can thank the women rappers for that, Megan Thee Stallion. To be honest, you can thank them for changing my mind on that. And you're right, sex work is real work. I think it's misogynistic why sex work is not legal. It's because men don't run. There was a great joke on Big Mouth, and the mom was like, if men got their periods, it would be an Olympic sport. And I truly do believe that. Like, with sex work, that's the only reason why it's not. It doesn't have insurance. It doesn't have benefits. It's not legal because women run it. And whenever women run something like teaching, for instance, that's why they have terrible benefits, because men don't want women to get ahead, unfortunately. But I'm not trying to get a conspiracy. I'm just saying, structurally, in this country, women are kind of third class, to be honest, unfortunately.
Well, I will say there's a lot of, definitely a lot of male sex workers out there, for sure.
That's true. That too. That's true. Shout out to them. Shout out to the OnlyFans and their OnlyFans.
And I think we should just go ahead and segue into the where the fuck did I go? I think that works out.
True, right? That's a great segue. You're right. Where the fuck did I go? And I went with my cousin. I will not say his name, but he used to be on the show. So if you really want to get into it. And I only put an article. It has nothing to do with the weekend. He's getting married. He kept everything local. So the first part of it, we went to a barbershop in Harlem. It is called Santana's Barbershop. The funny thing is that people got the haircuts, and I didn't get the haircut because, like, I'm going to Mexico, so it wasn't going to last. So I was like, let me just save my haircut for later. Yo, it made them look so Dominican. My brother already looks Dominican. He is married to a Dominican woman. Shout out to Mimi. Shout out to Michelle. And they spray painted some of their hair. That shit looked so funny. I was cracking up so hard. But supposedly
they were like painting in the beard or something.
Yes, yes. And to be honest, I think it was like, even though it's like a dope barbershop, which is expensive too, I think it's like Dick's, like Crab House. Like, so for instance, not totally. So they have strippers there. That's another thing. While you're in the chair, you're getting lap dances. So it's like, it's supposed to be a wild ass strip club. And even in Santo Domingo, I believe that's where the original barbershop is from. I think they used to have one in Brooklyn too. Now they have it near the Audubon, of course, sex work. And so they went there for that, for, you know, because bachelor experience. But there's like this stereotype with Dominican barbers is that it looks painted on sometimes. Like sometimes their whole, like Drake, for instance, where they call them Shampoo Poppy Shampoo. Sometimes his lineup is so dope that it looks painted on. So I think they like kind of like joked around with that and like put spray paint in there. Then we went to the famous, we went out to eat too. And we also went to the Riviera. A local Astoria strip club. I put a little article, but it has nothing to do with it. So I'm not going to slant their names. But my question to you is, Robert, the reason why I went into all that is because, and obviously we talk about where we went, that's that segment. My question to you is, do you like strip clubs?
Well, the only time I've been to a strip club, like a women's strip club, is I was with my friend Jay Mua, who's a rapper, and I think he had some kind of music video shoot that was taking place at a women's strip club. And it was pretty cool. I see a lot of women that attend celebrating the other women too. Like, let me give her some money. She's cute. Like, you a bad bitch. So it's fun. It's interesting. I mean, I don't knock it at all. I think it's entertainment. You know, you're doing something for entertainment. People want to have that entertainment. They want to give you money. You want their money.
Oh, no, I meant for you. Like, do you enjoy it? No, not the profession. Oh. The profession's fine. The profession's fine. Keep doing you. Dance your tits off. No. I meant, like, you personally. Do you, whether it's male, women, it doesn't matter who's on the menu.
I like
do you
to
enjoy
go.
Do you enjoy the atmosphere? Do you enjoy throwing money? Do you enjoy expensive-ass drinks? Do you, like, big bouncers?
Yeah. Well, I will say I have not drank in over a year, going on almost 2 years. But when I did used to drink, I'd enjoy it a lot more. Now I'm just like a little too sober to give you any of my money. I'm good on giving you money. But you know, before I would be like, get indulgent in it, and then they'd be walking me to the ATM machine while I'm obliterated drunk and I'm like trying to figure out how to give them money. But it's an experience. I think, you know, you get over it. I think, well, ideally you would get over it, but you know, for me, it's not what I do now. I don't partake now. It's fun to see them when I go to a club and I see some nice booty on the stage. I'm like, go ahead, lady, or go ahead, guy, shake it up. Like, it's entertainment, you know. It's entertainment. I'm just probably not going to give you any money, unfortunately. God bless you. When I got it like that, I'll throw it. It's like, hey, I'll give anybody some coin if I got it. But right now,
it's true.
Good. Sorry.
Robert's giving people black eyes with the throwing quarters and shit. That's fucked up.
You got change for a button?
Strippers, stay safe out there. If you got Robert in your club, stay safe. Stay safe. So we're going to move on. What did you say?
I said they used to come up to me, like, hey, Poppy, what's up? What's up? I'm like, I look like a nerd, like, you know, the guy who's going to just give you all my money like I have. I have no life. Like, I have nothing, you know. I can't go.
Well, congratulations. Sorry that I missed some of the festivities, but congratulations, Harry. He's the one who's getting married. He's a former producer of this show. We share a birthday. You're the man, Harry. Shout out to you. Let's move on to what the fuck did I say? What the fuck Didn't I say? And shout out to my dog, Wednesday. Wednesday Adams Sanders. She is 4 years old now. That is way too old. She is a grown-ass bitch. She is 28 in human years. I'm very sad about that. I don't want her to keep growing, stop growing. I made a little montage of her this morning. She's my bitch. I have a question for you, though. I have a question for you based on her birthday. Our dog's fucking stupid. Like, I know. So based on studies, before you answer, based on studies, the smartest dog out there, their brain is like a 2.5-year-old human being. So that's what studies so far. I'm not saying that science can't be bent and they can have more studies. But so far, those are the studies. Do you think that they are intrinsically stupid?
No. Actually, I locked my dog Bacon one night. I came home and I don't know what happened. He must have got out. I was so exhausted when I got in, and he must have got out, and I had to go to work the next day anyway. Couldn't find him in the morning. I was like, where the fuck is Bacon? So I had to go to work. It was my first day at work, so I had to go. But my mom was staying in, so she was like, she'll be home. She was just home. She decided to take off that day. And I was just like going on the website, blah, 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 trying to figure out where the fuck is Bacon, like seeing if anybody turned in the dog. And someone knocks on my door at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they knock and they're like, hello, do you have a white poodle? And my mom is like, yeah, but he's not here right now. And then she's like, wait. She's like, hold on. Opens the door, and the guy's there with Bacon. And the thing was
Welcome back, Bacon.
Yeah. And I had always trained Bacon whenever we would be walking. Like, I would just, anywhere I would be, I would just say, home, let's go home. And I would rush him to pull me home. So he apparently got a few blocks away, like 10 or 15 blocks away from here. And the guy found him, gave him a bath. He came home with like a pink little collar. But when he took him out, he dragged him all the way from 15 blocks away to here, all the way up the stairs to my apartment building, to the door. So Bacon was very smart. Bacon was very smart. And he knew about it. Do you think they're dumb?
Yes, I do. I love Wednesday. But there was one time where I have a cat too. His name is Bato. And he sometimes people forget to do his kitty litter. And he'll shit outside of the kitty litter in protest. He's like, yo, fuck you guys. And Wednesday had it in her mouth. She was trying to eat it. And I'm like, bitch, this is not a chocolate payday. And so I'm like, and so Saturday was alive at the time too. And I was like, thank goodness Saturday is old enough to know better. And then I look to my right and Saturday is trying to eat shit also. And I'm like, so maybe it's my dog, which fucking dog retarded. But no, I agree with that study. I think they're so cute. And I don't want to comment on Bacon's acumen, but if it wasn't Bacon and I just heard it randomly, because I don't want to talk shit about my co-host dog, but I think those are instincts. And I think that's why they mark their territory. And I do think that they know how to get home. We saw Homeward Bound. They made it from fucking Oakland to San Francisco. So like, I don't think they're smart unless they're getting voiceover acted by Sally Field. Then they're older than 2.5 years old in their brain.
Chickens can play the piano. Dogs can do stuff too.
It's true. Sorry, dogs. Sorry that I feel that way. It's all good.
I love you, doggies. You are very smart. And I would give you a treat right now for how smart you are.
Me too. Happy birthday, Wednesday.
They're probably eating the shit so they could know something much more detailed than we can. So go Wednesday and Saturday. You were smarty.
This motherfucker went Freudian with the fucking dog shit. Okay. Look at you. You said what?
I said you should try it. See what you learn.
Eating shit. I had an ex that she admitted to me that when she was really little, she got in trouble for taking a piece of shit out of the toilet and literally like eating it, like biting it. And I'm like, why would you tell me that? Like, I really did not. I had a cousin.
America that.
And I'm not going to say what happened, but like there was something that happened in the bed. And my other cousin who witnessed what happened in the bed told me. And I was like, why would you tell me that? And the reason why I'm telling you is the same reason why she, and I'm telling you guys, like Bernie Mac, America. This is the reason why I'm telling you, is because I didn't want to be the only one to know. And so that's why I'm saying that story.
It scarred me for life.
Yeah, man. Yo, she literally was like, and then
I don't need to know anymore.
I would say that I wasn't trying to shame her, but I was.
I don't need to know anymore.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I should have like gave some grace to the dogs because I was just like, I had an ex that ate shit, so it's okay. Like you guys have the leg up. You guys have the leg up on her. She's gonna come up in another story too. I guess she's part of our Roadhouse. She has another anecdote on that one. I'm over it, right? Over it. Nice cliche. Anyway, one more question before we. What did you say?
That quote of yours, that story you shared, is a real "what the fuck did I say" moment.
We're only getting warmed up, Robert. We're only getting warmed up. I got one more question. My dog, my current dog, she does not have an account. She does not have an Instagram account or any type of social media. My baby, Saturday, she has a Facebook. I have not even shut it down. I have a nice tribute on there for when she passed, when she crawled. I like that phrase, by the way. When the doggy went over the doggy rainbow. It's like, oh, that's nice. I like that. It's a nice little vision. That's way better than dogs go to heaven. Yeah, it's way better than Charlie on that shit. Like, and that's one of my favorite songs from a soundtrack. Let's music together with the fucking alligator. That's my guy. My shit. So my question to you is, I'm George Stephanopoulos. Do you think it's weird when people have social media accounts for their pets? Humanization of dogs.
I think it's weird that people have social media accounts, right?
Let's start there.
Like, the animals are probably going to be more popular than most people, to be honest.
Oh, I hear that.
I think seriously, like, I'm sure there's dogs that got more followers than both of us put together. There's built-in audience for those dogs.
Bad. That was super.
You know, so by all means, go for it. What the fuck? You're wasting your time most of the time anyway with social media. So do it. Fucking do it. But, you know, the cool thing is when it comes to dogs, I think pets in general and animals, people really find a joy sparked by looking at animals. You know, I've had a lot of people, you know, there's so much like heartwarming moments from animals, and it really lifts people's day, and it might lift their own day. So by all means, if it sparks your joy, fucking do it. Yeah.
What really barks my joy is, no, I'm 100% behind you on this, Robert. I don't know. So before Saturday, I used to only really like big dogs. I never liked small dogs. I used to look at them like rats. I used to be like, this is not a real dog, like teacup. What the fuck is the other shit? Teacup. What's on a small type of dog? No, that is a type of dog, but I meant like those type, like teacup, which is like teacup Yorkshire. Is it mini? I don't know. It's some kind of thing. I used to not be into it. Now I'm into them all. I watch dog videos at least 10 minutes a day. At least 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes watch time, dash hounds, bulldogs. Doesn't matter.
And he doesn't watch any of my videos, but he'll watch. That's what I'm saying. They have a built-in audience.
Robert, don't even. First of all, if we're keeping tabs, the show that you're on, you had not watched many of these videos. Second, videos. I reposted your audition video twice.
Thanks.
So don't play me. I did watch. Divine Intervention, of course, the movie that I was in, Godless Men. Put me in Robert Mercado World Trivia of Land. I will win.
Thank you. My biggest fan. I appreciate it. I
know
it. You,
right? I'm like the Robert De Niro movie. Like, I know you more than you know yourself. Okay, Robert? All right.
Isn't he sweet?
All right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's all I got. That's all I got. I'm ready to fucking bounce.
Yeah, eat, shit, and die, y'all. We're out of here. No.
Right, wherever you are, homegirl. Eat shit and die. No, I'm joking. Don't die, because they'll try to blame it on me. And don't blame it on me. I don't want that. I don't want that smoke.
Keep up.
Keep on the up and up. Keep on the up and up. When it's up, it's fucking up. Anyway, where can they find you, Robert? If somebody was looking for you to stalk you, where would they find you?
Please don't hurt me. But you can find me on Instagram at Robert Mercado World. I appreciate the follow. I will follow you back. You are awesome. Get me on Twitter, Robert Mercado World. Find me on YouTube. Just put my name, Robert Mercado. Put World in there, and you'll see what comes up. I do some sketches. I do skits. I have original content and our new sketches for Keep Up. We haven't even plugged it. Keep Up, the web series, is out now on YouTube. Charlene. So you guys watch that. Oh my god, Charlene, Bleed, Vince, me. It's Gina. So funny. I enjoy it. Gina Nicole Brown. Oh, we gotta shout out Gina real quick. I know we're already running overtime. Nicole Brown. Hilarious comedian. Lona's her talent also, and she's great on the show. She was just featured on Sherry Shepherd's Funny Old 50, and she's did us a favor to be on the show because I love including everyone that I know. I always ask anybody, hey, can you do this? If you can make it, you can. You can't.
Good job, Wrangler people. Did a good job.
She did a great job for us. I'm so glad to have her be a part of this. And so, yeah, follow Gina Nicole Brown. Follow Charlene Campos. Follow Vince and myself. As I want to say, sharing and liking means a lot to us. So thank you, guys. Thank you. And what about you, Vince? Where can they find you?
It's true. I'm not going to follow anybody back. Fuck you guys. You can follow me or you can stalk me. I actually prefer to be stalked at Sylvan Sane. You can type in Sylvan Sane anywhere. It'll come up. It'll definitely come up for YouTube. That's where you'll find the video version of this audio first podcast, wherever you can pod. You could also, like I said, type me in. We have a website where some of these episodes live, the YouTube version. I might reactivate the actual podcast page, the Keep Up page, but we got to raise some funds. And speaking of which, that's a bonus content. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build up the Patreon so that, and I got to like talk to you about that. Cause like, I want to set that up. I want it set up. It's just, I want to get the content, the right content that you guys want to pay for, or even donate to us, please. Even a dollar, buy some coffee, do something. Help us entertain you. And, that's pretty much it. One more ticker. Thank you for fucking watching. And
thank you.
Right. Bless you. You better shut the fuck up. That's Northwest, the youngest chart topping chick out there. Shout out to her. Yeah. And
if you know, you know.
Plain orange drank. Orange drank. You know it.
You know, you know.
Vinny from, I hate Vinny. I hate that one. But anyway, you better shut the fuck up, listen up, and keep up with your homeboy, Still Insane.
And Robert Mercado World. Woo, 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 woo,
woo. Let's fucking keep up, do it.
Can you keep up? Big boy, my friend.
Good episode. Over and out. Please.